There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Another edition, MLB DFS Quick Hits, your July 31st edition. It is crazy, folks. We are just a couple months away from the end of the baseball season already. It is flying by. It's about 4 months in the books already, or 3 months. Math's tough at this time of the morning, but it's wild. And what, you know what else is wild? The MLB trade deadline. Absolutely crazy. Waking up to another trade of Keonekela for the Pirates, Kinsler last night. So much going on. It's going to be a wild edition of Around the Bases with Bubba and Moe. Going to record either tonight or tomorrow night, some schedules. It's a busy week in my life going on with between softball and work and a bunch of other stuff. So I'm trying to sneak in podcasts as we can and with guests and other people. So you will get them when you get them. Bench with Bubba recorded a great one last night with Greg Smith and then found out only half of it recorded. So going to try to find out when to do that again. It's frustrating. Very, very frustrating. But the Always Pressing PGA DFS podcast did get out. That turned out very, very well with myself and Jesse. Getting you ready for the WGC Bridgestone. So, a lot going on, but sometimes all this work goes to waste, which is fun. But the good stuff is, if you guys do enjoy this, if you enjoy this podcast or any of the podcasts that I bring to you or the website brings to you, please go and give them a rate and review. We'd really, really appreciate it, as there is a lot of time put into those, and it means a lot to us and helps us out getting it to grow even more. Also, if there's any of you listeners, or you know of anybody that's been curious about it, that would like to start writing in sports, if it's fantasy, if it's just basic news, if it's gambling, if it's just a twist of interesting stuff, let us know. Hit us up on the Sports Degens DMs. Hit us up on the website. There's a link that says, I'd like to write for the Sports Degens. Go check it all out. We love having people on. It's first-timers, experienced writers, whatever. The more content, the better it gets, the better we all enjoy it. Lastly, as I'm trying to get the housekeeping news out early, go to draft.com. Draft in your app store is a great sponsor of the podcast and really helps keep things going. So go check it out. It's a great way to play fantasy sports. It has all kinds of sports. And right now, the big thing it has besides baseball going on is the NFL best balls, which are live and cracking. You can do the quick drafts or the 8-hour time limit drafts. Tons and tons of fun. And if you're new to draft, use promo code SDSports at checkout, and you'll get entry into a free $3 tournament of your choice. So go check it out. Draft.com, draft in your app store, promo code SDSports. Now let's get crack-a-lackin' on this 14-game Tuesday slate, July 31st edition. It is loaded. Let's talk about the totals real quick. You got the Orioles at the Yankees, total of 9. Cubs, Pirates, 8. Mets, Nationals, 8.5. Reds, Tigers, 9. Angels, Rays, 7.5. Phillies, Red Sox, 10. Marlins, Braves, 9. Indians, Twins, 8.5. Royals, White Sox, 9. Rockies, Cardinals, 7.5. Rangers, D-backs, 9. Blue Jays, A's, 8.5. Astros, Mariners, 8. Brewers, Dodgers, 8. So, you know, you got the big total in Boston. You got a couple nines out there, a couple 8.5s, and a lot of 8 and below. So, you got a little bit of everything out here. You got some pitching. You got some hitting. It'll be really interesting to see how it all breaks down tonight. We're going to do our best job here at first glance to give it to you. Join us in the Slack chat as more and more goes on throughout the day. Everyone got onto the Chase Darnold bandwagon last night at $3,300. He went to Ding Dong City. Stuff like that does come out of that Slack chat quite a bit. So, it's very, very good. The more active people are, the more it works, or you can sit back and watch and enjoy the information that is spewed out there. Lastly, watch the weather tonight. Mets at the Nats. It starts out pretty rainy, and then it kind of goes away to about 15% chances of rain. Chicago, Pittsburgh, around 20% chances. Cincinnati, Detroit at this moment looks nasty. We're talking like there's points where it's 90%, 60%. It looks nasty. Maybe it breaks up and it doesn't happen at all. But keep an eye on Cincinnati and Detroit. And then Miami and Atlanta looks pretty rough also, around 40% chances of rain. So keep an eye on those. Those are your ones to look at there. The 14-game slate could shrink a little bit. Now let's get into your pitching. You got four pitchers over 10,000. You got Trevor Bauer at 13-3. Tyler Skaggs at 11-3. Morton at 11-1, Tanaka at 10-3. All are in play if you so choose. Trevor Bauer obviously is an outstanding choice. He is a strikeout machine, and he's coming off, you know, maybe, the start against Pittsburgh, 36.8 was outstanding. That first start back from the DL, or from the All-Star break, 6.6 against Texas. But that 36.8, that's what Trevor Bauer does, guys. He's been just lights out, strikeout machine. He has seven or more strikeouts in, let's see, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Okay, well, at least in his last 10 starts, he has 7 or more. He has 8 or more in 8 of them. He has double digits in 6 of them. That's pretty damn good. Trevor Bauer bringing the strikeout machine with him. And he goes, and he's at Minnesota. I guess the team that strikes out a little over 21% of the time. He's got a great ground ball rate. Does give up some hard contact, so there's something to worry about there. The Twins have a 3.9 total. Lefty's 269, righty's 276. So Trevor Bauer, to me, is an outstanding play. The one thing I didn't give you guys, let me give it to you real quick. The splits. On the season, he's faced him once, 5 2/3, 6 hits, 3 earned, 11 Ks for 23.4 points. Obviously, you'd like a little more at 13-3, but what I'm trying to tell you, in cash games, he's a great play. In GPPs, he has that 30-plus point upside. If he gets that, it'll be tremendous for you. Now, Tyler Skaggs, this boy has been dealing. He's 11-3. He's at the Tampa Bay Rays. On the road, he's averaging 21 points a game on the road with a 2-1-1 ERA. It's better than at home. He's faced the Rays once this year, 6 innings pitched, 1 earned, 7 Ks, 20.1 DraftKings points. He had 31 points his last start out against the White Sox and a 4.1 at Houston and 21-9, 18-3, 24-4, 31, 30, 25. He's been very, very good for about a month and a half. Absolutely outstanding. Goes up against a Tampa Bay team that we're going to love to target here. Strikeout almost 24% of the time versus left-handed pitching. He's got his 25.5% K rate, 11.5% swinging strike rate, 47% ground ball rate. He will give up the home run from time to time. The one run against the Rays was a solo shot. I believe in his last start where he dominated, I believe he gave up a home run in that game too because I had him rostered as well. But when you look at Tampa Bay, third lowest total on the slate at 3.6. Lefty's 281, righty's 306. So Skaggs at 11-3. If you want to save 2,000 off of Trevor Bauer, very much in play. You got Charlie Morton, who I don't hate at all. He's an interesting play. He's averaging 34 points in his one start against Seattle, 7-3 against Nolan, 8 Ks. Been better at home than on the road, but still okay. He's kind of, you know, been hiccupy his last couple starts. I respect Seattle a bit, but if you want to go there, he'll be the lowest owned one in the group. My third one's Masahiro Tanaka, and this is a phenomenal play. It's risky. It's not the cash game play because it's Tanaka. He's faced Baltimore 3 times this year, 16 innings pitched, 10 earned, 5 home runs. But he's got 19 Ks in those 16 innings, 15 DraftKings points. His last time out, 44.9 against Tampa Bay with a complete game shutout. He had 16.1 at Cleveland, a 9 at Baltimore, then a 24.1 at the Mets. This Baltimore team is getting worse and worse, even though Scope is a great player tonight. Love it a lot. And, you know, Baltimore can be contrarian tonight because of the long ball factor that is Tanaka. But if Tanaka shows up, first off, he's a minus 330 favorite. The Baltimore Orioles strike out 24.5% of the time against right-handed pitching. He's got 25% K rate, 14% swinging strike rate, 47% ground ball rate. He's a phenomenal, phenomenal GPP play. Baltimore has the lowest team total on the slate at 2.65, nearly a full run lower than the Tampa Bay Rays versus Tyler Skaggs. The Baltimore Orioles, 293 WOBA versus righties is dreadful. A 161 ISO, not good either. So when you look at with Tanaka, it's all about, it's the story of Tanaka all the time because he's really, really a good pitcher. If he can keep the ball in the ballpark, he's in for a very, very good night again. So he makes for a phenomenal GPP play. To me, he's the number one play up here if you're talking GPPs. And then I got Bauer 2, Skaggs 3. If you're talking cash, you go all the way to Bauer. And then you probably go Bauer, Skaggs, Tanaka. You go backwards in cash. But if you're talking GPPs, it's Tanaka, Bauer, and Skaggs. I love Skaggs. It's just those two guys are beasts and phenomenal matchups that they can do some damage in. So give me some Masahiro Tanaka. And when you drop below $9,000, you got what hopefully I'm praying for. We talked about it on the last Bench with Bubba with Andrew McClintock. We talked about him a lot this year because he's been so tilting. But Johnny Gray, he might be back, folks. He might be back. His two starts since returning from the minors, 26.9 at home against Seattle. And his last start, 7 innings, 1 hit, 1 earned, 6 Ks, 24 DraftKings points at home against the Houston Astros. He's looked outstanding his last two starts. He's looked like the John Gray of old. St. Louis strikes out 22% of the time versus right-handed pitching. Gray's got the great 28% K rate, 13% swing and strike, 48.5% ground ball rate. Everything lines up very, very nicely. St. Louis has a 3.19 total. Lefty's 306, righty's 279. Average Woba's average ISOs versus right-handed pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals. John Gray at $9,600. If you don't want to go into the five digits, he makes for a very, very nice play in this range against the St. Louis Cardinals, a right-handed heavy St. Louis Cardinals offense. After John Gray, you start getting some interesting stories. Like you got Jack Flaherty, big strikeout arm against Colorado. You could go that way to GPP if you like. Tanner Roark coming off a great start. $9,100 for Tanner Roark. Too much for me. I don't care how good he pitches. If you want to get a little GPP weird now, Kyle Gibson, $8,700 at home against the Cleveland Indians. He's been better on the road than at home this year. He's faced Cleveland twice, 12 2/3, 3 earns, 10 Ks, averaging 20 points a start versus the Cleveland Indians. He's coming off a 29.8-point performance at Boston. Struggled at Kansas City, then at home against Tampa Bay, 35 at home against Baltimore, 27. Struggled at Milwaukee, pitched really well at Chicago, Boston, at Cleveland. It was his last time you saw him, 7 innings, 1 earned, 3 Ks for 19.6 points. This is a GPP play because we know the upside that is Kyle Gibson. We also know the blow-up potential that is Kyle Gibson. But even if you look at Irvin Santana yesterday, if he, you know, don't give up those two homers to Jose Ramirez, he probably goes about 6 or 7, giving up just like 1 or 2 runs instead of the 4, and it's a whole different ballgame. So the sinking action, the strikeout ability of Kyle Gibson against a Cleveland team that strikes out 20% of the time, he's got his 46% ground ball rate, almost 24% strikeout rate. So lots and lots to like there. Cleveland's got a 4-6 total, which is good. The lefties do hit 343, righties 305. So we know the Cleveland offense is very, very good. That's what makes Kyle Gibson a very, very intriguing GPP play at $8,700 because the upside's tremendous. There is definite risk involved in that one. Going down a little farther, if you want to get weird, you can go Jameson Taillon versus the Cubs at 78, kind of like the Jack Flaherty idea, but it's a little cheaper. But you can also look at Danny Duffy at $7,700. Seems like he's always facing the Chicago White Sox these days, doesn't it? He's faced them 3 times this year. 17 innings, 9 earned, 16 Ks, averaging 14.2 a game against the White Sox. And he's been much, much better on the road this year, 3.54 ERA compared to 6.48 at home. This game is in the friendly confines of Chicago, not Wrigley, U.S. Cellular. His last time out against Detroit, he struggled for 4.2, but prior to that, we've been riding him 21. He had 31.6 at the White Sox, 7 innings, 4 hits, no earned, 8 strikeouts. He had 26-7 at Minnesota, struggled at home, and the back on the road, 25-3, 23-3. He really pitches great on the road and struggles at home. I don't know what it is about Kansas City. But $7,700 for Duffy against the White Sox team, we know that struggles. They can't hit lefties a bit, but they also strike out 26% of the time versus left-handed pitching. He gives up a lot of fly balls and a lot of hard contact. It's always Duffy's problem. We talked about it over and over and over again. They have a 4-5-5 team total, which is pretty darn good. Lefties 330, righties 363. But if you really look at the Chicago White Sox, a 294 WOBA and a 144 ISO. Not good, Bob. Not good versus left-handed pitching. So if Duffy doesn't walk the world, which he has problems doing at times, he might give up a run or two, a home run or two, hopefully solo. The strikeouts will be big time in this matchup. And at $7,700, he's a very solid-looking GPP-type play there with a little bit of cash game upside, a little bit. Matt Boyd. $7,300 at home against the Cincinnati Reds. Watch the weather as this is the nasty one. Nasty, nasty one. But Boyd's been good, averaging 15 points a game at home this year and a 3-4 ERA. Faced Cincy once, 4 innings, 5 earned, 5 Ks, not good. 3 DraftKings points, but recently 23-3 at Kansas City, 18-3 against Boston, 15-9 at Tampa Bay. Struggled against Texas and then 17-9 at Toronto. So 4 of his last 5 starts, 16 or more DraftKings points. We know Boyd does have the hiccups in him, but we've seen a ton of good starts from Matt Boyd this year, way more than we've got in recent years. It's a Cincinnati team that strikes out 21% of the time, and a Cincinnati team that does not have Adam Duvall playing the outfield versus a left-handed pitcher because he has been traded to the Atlanta Braves. That is a big plus when you're thinking about the grand schemes of things here. He does give up a lot of hard contact and a lot of fly balls, but does have a 22% K rate, which is worth talking about. Cincinnati, a 4.4 team total. Lefties, 268. Righties, 306. They have a good WOBA of 333 against lefties, but a 148 ISO, which is really, really bad. So when the power and the runs count, they don't show up against lefties. So Boyd is 73. Makes for an interesting play as well. So you're 7 to 9Ks. You got John Gray kind of by himself up there. And then you got Kyle Gibson. Or actually, I'll go Danny Duffy, Kyle Gibson, Matt Boyd. So when you look at it, Gray, Duffy, Gibson, Boyd. It's kind of a GPP with a little bit of cash game upside in this realm. Now, when you drop down, it's ugly. Really, really ugly. And one of the only ones I like down here, and this is how ugly it is Big Game James. James Shields, $6,000 at home against Kansas City Royals. Just like Duffy has better on the road than at home, James has been much better at home than on the road. 3.51 ERA at home compared to 6.06 on the road. And he's faced Kansas City twice this year. 12 2/3 innings, 6 earned, 7 Ks. He's averaging 15 points a start against the Kansas City Royals, and he would take that for $6,000. Last time he faced him on July 13th, 6 2/3, 5 hits, 2 earned, 7 Ks for 24.2 DraftKings points. So if you want to look at Big Game James at 6K, he's definitely in play for you here. The only other guy I'd give a slight look at, and it's terrifying, and the weather might rain it out anyways, is Homer Bailey at $4,200. Homer Bailey isn't good. We know this. But he's coming off an amazing start of 22.8 against St. Louis, his first start back from the DL at 6 2/3. 2 earned, 8 Ks. And you're facing a Tigers team, which lineup does not scare a whole lot of people. And that's why I kind of can look at him at $4,200. They strike out 22.5% of the time versus right-handed pitching. And when you really look at it, Detroit's team total 4.64. But they have a 288 WOBA and a 134 ISO. They struggle tremendously versus right-handed pitching. They struggle against all pitching. And that's why at $4,200, Bailey at least comes onto the screen as a GPP-type play if you want to get really, really weird. So recapping, I got Shields 1, Bailey 2. Recapping all of your pitching, though, up top, I got Tanaka 1, Bauer 2, Skaggs 3 when you're talking GPP. If you're talking cash, Bauer, Skaggs, Tanaka. In the middle, John Gray's kind of in a tier by himself, and then you got Danny Duffy, Kyle Gibson, and Matt Boyd. When you drop down below, Shields, then Bailey. So it's an interesting night. You have a lot of upside. It's tougher to play cash, it looks like, tonight, but definitely some interesting arms to target and watch the weather. Now let's get into the bats at the catcher's position. You know, the Braves called up one of their stud prospects, Kobe Allard, and he's a lefty. He's good, but JT Realmuto at 49 could be a nice GPP play for you there. Salvi Perez at 45, if you aren't playing Shields, you can definitely go that direction. Because when you look at the Royals, they're going to have a nice team total here. 4.45, lefties 3.62, righties 3.53. But they have bad wobas and ISOs versus righties. That's why Shields is interesting. But Salvi, he's a Royal I can get behind for sure. When you slide down the list a little farther, though, you know, you got Robinson Chirinos at 39. Has been very, very productive. Elias Diaz, if he's in the lineup against John Lester at 37, you could target that. When we get to BVP, the Pirates have always had really good success against Lester, at least for the most part, so it's pretty surprising. Andrew Knapp of the Philadelphia Phillies, he's $3,500 against Drew Pomeranz if he cracks the lineup, or Jorge Alfaro at 35. Both those Phillies catchers are in play versus Drew Pomeranz. Francisco Cervelli cracks the lineup instead of Elias Diaz. He's $3,500 versus John Lester, and he's had a little bit of history there against the lefty. As you slide on down a little farther, though, you got guys like Yan Gomes at 32, not running to play it, but he's a cheaper option you can look at. John Ryan Murphy, 3K. If not, Alex Avila is another good option there for the Arizona Diamondbacks going up against Bartolo Colon. If Kevin Smith starts for the White Sox, he's 3K versus Danny Duffy, and he's in play as well. Sliding on down a little farther, you could look at the likes of, say, what's his first name before I screw it up? A Michael Perez of the Tampa Bay Rays going up against Tyler Skaggs is interesting at $2,800. He's been playing very, very well. It is lefty-lefty, so be careful about that one. He might not get the start, but look at the different cheapy catchers in that one. Excuse me. When you go down even farther, say Jeff Mathis gets the start against Cologne at 27. He's a cheapy and playing well for the D-backs. Other than that, check your lineups, as there will be a few other catchers, as always, that pop up as super, super value on a big slate like this. Going over to first base now. You got the man up top, Matty Carpenter at 5K versus John Gray in GPP. Rizzo's at 49. Goldschmidt let the world down yesterday. He's 48 versus Bartolo. I could get back on that train if you have to against Big Sexy. But Freddie Freeman went deep yesterday. Really good player versus Dan Straley at 4,700. Lefties 368, righties 387. Australia, he's always had been more of a reverse splits guy. His righties have hit him better. But you get Freeman in that ballpark against Dan Straley at 47. That's a nice looking play there. Joey Gallo under GPPs at 46, I like quite a bit as well. When you slide on down, you got like E5 against Gibson's interesting just because he does hit those righties with a lot of power. But I'd probably skip that and go to like a Jose Abreu at 42 versus Danny Duffy if you're not using Duffy. Greg Bird at 4,200 versus Ramirez of Baltimore is in a nice GPP spot for you there. Lucas Duda against Big Game James at 41. One I do like if you are fading Skaggs is CJ Cron at 41. Matt Olson's been slumping quite a bit. He's in a good spot there versus Caviglio at 41 as well. Someone to keep an eye on there. As you go below 4K, you're going to have some interesting ones here, but like Justin Bour at 3,800 bucks. We don't know how long Allard's going to go, but Atlanta has made that bullpen much, much better. So be careful with that one. Yuli Gurriel at 3,700 versus Mike Leake is very, very intriguing. David Freese, we used him last week versus a lefty. He's first base, third base eligible. He's 3,700 bucks going up against Lester. So when you're going to use Freese, you use him versus a lefty as a cheaper pivot play. By no means am I all in love with the Pirates like I was last week, but they are good GPP contrarian plays on this slate. As you slide down a little more, maybe a Mark Reynolds or Steven Matz at 35. You can look that direction. A Chris Davis from Baltimore has been really showing a little bit of power of late. He's 3,400 bucks. He's averaging 10.3 in his last 10. Tanaka does give up the long ball, that short porch out there. You know, Chris Davis' last few games, 38, 8, 8, 19, 9. His last five games, 8 or more DraftKings points. Really kind of, you know, a little bit of a run here. So Chris Davis at that $34 price tag, if you aren't using Tanaka, he does come into play for you there. He can't be completely ignored like we have in weeks past. And then Lomo at 33 in a GPP. Luis Valbuena at 32 in a GPP. Those kind of guys there. But, you know, I think if you're going to go cheap, you go to Chris Davis. Otherwise, you go a little higher at the first base position. Second base, you got Javi Baez at 51 is interesting, but Ozzie Albies at 5K versus Dan Straley, I like that quite a bit. And Rugi Odor, I like a lot versus Zach Gallen at 49. When you're looking at the Texas Rangers, it's a team with a 3-9 total. Lefty's 351, righty's 355 off Zach Gallen. So a Rugi Odor at 49, definitely a nice looking play tonight. You slide on down, like a Drubal Cabrera switch hitting at 45 versus Pomeranz is in play. Ian Kinsler is now a Boston Red Sox, so don't pay attention to that one. Who is Boston facing? Philly. Who's pitching for Philly? Why am I blanking on this right now? Jake Arrieta's pitching. So Kinsler could be in play, but probably not for me. Not my cup of tea tonight against Jake Arrieta. I prefer Kinsler versus the lefty if I could. But you go to like a Gleyber Torres versus Ramirez at 43. He's very, very intriguing there. A Whit Merrifield at 42 versus Shields is worth a look as well. Don't hate either one of those. But probably my favorites, if you're not using Tanaka again, is Jonathan Scope at 4,200 bucks. In a great spot there versus Tanaka to keep dropping bombs. AL Player of the Week last week. Just go check Scope out at 42. Jed Lowry at 4,200 bucks. Nice looking play there versus Caviglio as well. Oakland's in a good spot with a 4-8 total. Lefty's 348, righty's 308 versus Caviglio. They have the fifth highest team total on the slate. So Jed Lowry, nice game last night, the big two-run double late in the game. He's 4,200 versus Caviglio. Keep an eye on him. Sliding down a little farther, you can look at the likes of like a D. Gordon at 39 to get on to steal some bags. Nico Goodrum against Bailey at 37. Both kind of GPP-type plays there. You know, Hervis Solarte is always an interesting one at 3,600 in this mid-price range. Kipnis at 35 versus Gibson is also an intriguing play for value if you're looking at that. Other than that, there's not a ton down here at the second base position unless something opens up. Oh, and Sean Rodriguez of the Pittsburgh Pirates was down here. We like looking at him versus lefties. Josh Harrison's 36 versus Lester. Forgot to mention him. He's in play if you're targeting Lester. But Sean Rodriguez, 3,100 bucks, second base outfield eligible for the Pittsburgh Pirates. Nice. Last week is first base, second base. That sucks. I loved him when he had the outfield eligibility. That's back, so that opens up some serious value at $3,100. Second base, you got Jose, or third base, you got Jose Ramirez, who went deep twice yesterday. He's 54 versus Gibson. You could definitely look there if you want. Eugenio Suarez versus a lefty. You love it at 4,900 bucks versus Matt Boyd. Definitely target that one. I believe he took Boyd deep last time they met. Arenado hit a grand yesterday. Eduardo Escobar, nice game yesterday. I like him again tonight. He's third base shortstop eligible at 4,700 versus Bartolo Colon. So definitely look at that one. Bregman versus Leak at 47 is very, very nice as well. I think I might go Escobar, but I love Bregs and what he's been doing. So can't completely ignore that. You go down farther, though, you got the likes of Max Muncy does hit lefties really well. He's 4,300 bucks versus Wade Miley, first base, third base eligible. Makes for an interesting GPP type play for you there. Mikel Franco at 4K versus Pomeranz is very, very enticing. The Phillies have a 4.55 total, lefties 3.46, righties 3.74. And Franco's been swinging a hot bat, so 4K versus Mikel makes a very, very interesting play there versus Pomeranz. Johan Camargo had a nice night last night. He's 3,900 versus Dan Straley, so he's a cheaper third base option you can look at. Moustakas and GPPs at 39 as well as someone you can take a peek at. At the bottom half of the third base position, again, Yonhervis Solarte is 3,600, something you can think about. Miguel Sano had a couple knocks yesterday. I'd like to see a little more out of him. Other than that, not a ton that stands out for you. Maybe a Matt Duffy versus Tyler Skaggs at 32 if Duffy's leading off, something like that. But that's about it. Let's go over to the shortstop position and see what we have here. You'll have your usual suspect at the top. Francisco Lindor at 5,300 bucks against Kyle Gibson. So Frenchie's always in play, but then you got Baez, Gregorius. Gregorius in a good spot there versus Ramirez. But look at the Yanks. They have the highest total at 6.35. That's ridiculous. Jeffrey Ramirez is horrible. So Yankees at 6.35 total. Definitely worth a look and should be pretty popular. Manny Machado versus Wade Miley at 48 is very, very nice as well. Manny's career power and hard hit rate and all that good stuff versus lefties. Good spot there versus Wade Miley. Eduardo Escobar mentioned him at third base. He's third base shortstop eligible at 47. I like him a lot tonight in that matchup versus Big Sexy, who you can pick on early and often. Mentioned is Drubal Cabrera at second base shortstop eligibility. He's 4,500 versus Pomeranz in a good spot as well. When you slide on down, though, you got guys like Chris Taylor, outfield shortstop eligible versus Wade Miley at 42. The Dodgers are very live tonight. They have a 4-6 total, lefties 371, righties 317. Versus Miley, a little weird reverse splits there with Wade, but both sides hit him just fine. If you are fading Danny Duffy, a Tim Anderson at 4,100 does come into play for you, especially a part. I wouldn't say as a one-off, more so as a stack. If you're stacking the White Sox, Tim Anderson comes into play. Our good old boy, Kiki Hernandez, outfield shortstop eligible at 4K versus Wade Miley. Yes, versus a lefty. He does come into play for sure. Mentioned Johan Camargo earlier at 3,900 bucks. He's an interesting play, like I said. Marcus Semien at 37. Prefer him versus a lefty, but still a cheaper shortstop if you need him. Miguel Rojas versus Allard at 35 for a cheaper one. Jorge Polanco at 3,400 versus Bauer as a one-off. Don't go stacking against Bauer, but unless you want to get really good trade for it. If you have a bunch of lineups, sure, but otherwise don't. And then Amed Rosario at 3K. Ever since he started leading off for the Mets, he's been playing a little better. Still inconsistent, but better. So a good cheap shortstop versus Tanner Roark. Heading to the outfield, you got Mookie Betts at 6K. Mike Trout at 3,59, which is outstanding. They're both outstanding plays. Christian Yelich's been on fire. The NL Player of the Week. JD Martinez, Benintendi. These are all your usual suspects. But let's go down to Rhys Hoskins at 5,500 versus Drew Pomeranz. Definitely want to target that one as a play, as he might go over the Green Monster tonight. AJ Pollock's a good play again versus Cologne. Chris Davis's power versus Gaviglio is in play as well. Don't sleep on Juan Soto, as we know he has a ton of power versus lefties at 5,000. But you know, after Hoskins, you got, like I said, those usual suspects there, which are very interesting. You got Starling Marte at 5K versus Lester. Marte has been on just straight fire of late, and you can target Lester with the right-handed bats. Lefties 365, righties 359 versus Lester. So Marte at 5K is another good one to target there. As you go on down, you got Giancarlo at 49 is interesting. Aaron Hicks at 47 is a nice cheaper piece of that Yankees pie if 47 is cheap, but cheaper than some of the others. So keep that in mind. Joey Gallo in your GPPs at 46. George Springer's down to 4,600 bucks versus Mike Leake. I know he's not, you know, been a world beater, but same time, lefties 402, righties 345 off leak. So Springer, you're going to get a discount at 4,600 if you just want to think about that. You got Acuña Jr. I told you he's a good play yesterday. He went deep. He's in play again tonight against Australia. It's not, I don't love it as much as yesterday, but still, he's been playing great since leading off. So keep him in mind at 45. Avisel Garcia, career-wise, has crushed lefties. So 4,500 versus Danny Duffy. Makes for an interesting play if you're not playing the Duff man, which I still love Duffy, but there are angles to go opposite if you need to. As you slide on down, Odubel Herrera at 44, interesting play there. But like a Brett Gardner at 4,400 versus Ramirez is a nice cheaper piece of the Yankees as well. Shohei Ohtani at 4,300. He's actually been swinging it pretty decent of late, so get a little bit of a discount there with Ohtani. Brandon Nimmo, if he's leading off at 4,200 bucks, I do like that versus Tanner Roark. Whit Merrifield at 4,200, mentioned him, second base outfield eligible. Chris Taylor, Matt Kemp, Yasiel Puig, all 4,200 bucks for the Dodgers, all in play versus Miley. I prefer Kemp, Taylor, Puig in that order. But if you're doing, if you're not stacking, I prefer Puig the most as a GPP play, as you're looking for the power bat, not the stack. If that makes sense, if you have questions, hit me up in the Slack chat. I will definitely explain it some more. But you slide on down, maybe a Kyle Schwarber and a GPP to try to go deep. Steven Souza Jr., 4,100 bucks. He went deep yesterday. Facing Bartolo, I can go back to that well again tonight. A little bit of a discount for you there. Cole Calhoun, 4,100 bucks versus the Rays on their bullpen game. I hate targeting bullpen games, but it's very, very intriguing. If weather is right and you're not using Homer Bailey, Nick Castellanos at 4,100 bucks is very, very nice. But the weather looks nasty there, so be careful. As you slide on down some more, we got Kiki Hernandez at 4K, who we do like quite a bit in this matchup for Wade Miley. Going interesting now. I believe he's right-handed. No, he's left-handed. It's the other one. So cancel that thought. But Mitch Haniger at 39. Yeah, GPP, you can look at it. But D. Gordon's right there to steal some bags if you need them. Slide on down even farther, though. You got Curtis Granderson at 39. GPP type play leading off there for the Jays. If he doesn't get traded today, as a lot of teams are looking at him, so be careful there. Remember, Adam Duvall still says he plays for the Reds facing Boyd. He got traded to the Braves, so be careful in that one. As he'll face Dan Straley, I doubt he plays. I think the plan is to platoon him in the outfield against left-handed pitching. But Cameron Maybin's there against Tyler Allard, or Colby Allard at 3,700 bucks. So definitely look at him as a cheaper option for you. Maybe a Lurie Garcia at 37 versus Danny Duffy as a cheaper outfielder for the White Sox. If you need to go there, Jorge Bonifacio at 37 is another cheapy option as well. So a couple there in the high threes you can definitely look at. As you slide on down, though, you got the, if Dustin Fowler gets a play, he's 3,700 bucks. If Nick Martini starting leading off for the A's, he's 37 as well. So both those guys are in play if they're leading off, one or the other, obviously. Kevin Kiermaier, 3,500 versus Skaggs is an interesting GPP type play in that matchup. You get down below 3,500 now, and it really thins out. You know, earlier this year we had a ton of plays down here. It's getting bleak. Like Gerardo Parra has been slumping immensely. He's 3,300 versus Flaherty. Carlos Gomez is 33 versus Skaggs. Nothing I'm really loving there. Maybe a Dustin Fowler or Dexter Fowler versus John Gray at 3,300 is a guy you could look at. But really nothing crazy there. It really, really sucks. I'm going to say, I want to wait for lineups and hope something comes out even farther down that really stands out. Like Marwin Gonzalez, 3,100, outfield shortstop. I like a little better versus Mike Leake. I can go that direction. Sean Rodriguez at 3,100 versus John Lester. I like that a little more just for the value savings. But, you know, if Roman Quinn's back in the lineup at 3K, you can look at him. Robbie Grossman's 3K versus Bauer. So check your lineups. There will be stuff that comes out as always, but nothing too sexy at the moment. Recapping your pitching real quick. Up top, Tanaka, Bauer, Skaggs. Remember, if you're playing cash games, though, it goes Bauer, Skaggs, Tanaka. John Gray's by himself in the middle. And then you got Duffy, Gibson, and Boyd. And then down below, you got Shields and Bailey. Watch the weather in Washington, Pittsburgh, Detroit is really nasty. And Atlanta. Your top totals are the Yankees, the Red Sox, the Diamondbacks, the Braves, and the A's. Those are your top five totals on the slate. But there's a lot to target on this slate. Let's look at the BVP real quick and send you on your way on this Tuesday. Benintendi and Mitchie Tubags have both taken Arrieta deep. Brett Gardner, 2-for-3, the homer off Yeffrey Ramirez. Adam Jones, 11-for-30, two doubles and three homers off Tanaka. Joey Rickard's taking him deep. Jonathan Scope, 9-for-31, three doubles, three homers. Trey Mancini and Chris Davis have taken him deep as well. Daniel Murphy, 4-for-11, the double and a homer off of Steven Matz. Mark Reynolds, 4-for-11 with three doubles. Brandon Nemo's taken Roark deep, so is Michael Conforto. Austin Meadows, Elias Diaz, 2-for-7 with a double and a homer. Both taking him deep. Jordy Mercer's taking him deep. He's another cheap shortstop you can look at. Sean Rodriguez, three doubles, three homers, only at 218, but he's got that upside there for you. Josh Harrison, Francisco Cervelli have all taken him deep. So some interesting numbers there against John Lester. Javi Baez, 6-for-10 with three doubles and a homer off Taillon. Anthony Rizzo, 8-for-13 with a double and two homers. Those are some pretty Nice numbers for a small sample, but really, really nice numbers there. Ozzie Albies 4-for-10 with 2 homers off Dan Straley, so he might like him a little bit. Nick Markakis 7-for-24, doubles and a homer. Suzuki 4-for-10, 2 doubles. Freeman's taking him deep as well, so the Braves are in play for you. Adam Engel's a guy I was looking at. He's 6-for-12 with a double and 3 triples versus Danny Duffy. Matt Davidson 4-for-13 with a double and 2 homers. Abreu's taking him deep twice. 16-for-50, 2 doubles, 2 homers, hitting 320. Larry Garcia 6-for-18. Tim Anderson 10-for-29 with a homer. Yomer Sanchez 10-for-32. Avi Garcia 11-for-33. They're hitting 333 off Duffy, but he has pitched really well against him this year, so pick your poison. Lucas Duda 4-for-10, the double and 2 homers off James Shields. Alcides Escobar 6-for-19, a double and 2 triples. Alex Gordon's taking him deep as well. Jorge Polanco 4-for-16. It's a 250 average, but a double and 3 homers off Trevor Bauer. Eddie Rosario 12-for-30 with a double and 2 home runs. Joe Mauer's hitting 325, 13-for-40 with 7 doubles and a homer. Lomo's hitting 5-for-10, 2 doubles. Interesting numbers versus Trevor Bauer for the Twins, if you want to be contrarian. They have had success, but I think it's more so the old Trevor Bauer, not the new Trevor Bauer. Edwin Encarnacion, I told you I liked him as a weird play. 7-for-22 with a double and 4 home runs off Kyle Gibson. Yan Gomes, 12-for-27, 2 doubles, 2 homers. Jason Kipnis, 12-for-27, 2 doubles and a homer. 12-for-27 is a 444 average. Michael Brantley, Jose Ramirez have both taken him deep. Lindor's 10-for-27 with a double. Interesting numbers to look at there. As we slide down, we look at the Rockies and the Cardinals. Nothing. Alex Avila against Cologne, 4-for-8, the double and 2 homers. John Jay's taking him deep as well. A little bit farther, Chris Davis taking Gaviglio deep in a small sample. Nothing. Machado, 4-for-10 on the home run. Wade Miley, Puig, Grandal, Forsyth taking him deep. Kemp's taking Miley deep twice. So there you have it, folks. Your Tuesday edition of Quick Hits in the books. Again, check us out online at thesportsdegens.com, on Twitter at thesportsdegens. I'm at BDentric. Join us in the Slack chat with all your questions. It's really a good thing. I know I talk about it a lot, but it's growing and it's good. It's helpful for everybody. The Always Pressing PGA DFS podcast is out and about, previewing the WGC Bridgestone Invitational with myself and Jesse. Tons more content coming up this week. Our buddy Free Stats came out with a really good piece. Is it time to buy on Will Myers? And I'm blanking here. I got these allergies are killing me right now. Really good piece that he just came out with, so go check that out. Much, much more going on at the website. But good luck on this 14-game slate. And this will be MLB DFS Quick Hits, your July 31st edition. I'm out.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.